Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Scientists have found 7,000-year-old mummies that share zero DNA with modern humans.
Yeah, I read that today.
That doesn't shock me just because of how long it's been. I feel like certain DNAs might have died out.
That was basically it. They're like some sub-Saharan group that was there before.
They're right.
Nothing with us, a lot of Neanderthal. 7,000 years old.
Think
about that. God
right.
Damn, man.
A lot can happen in 7,000 years.
Yeah, like a whole new strain of human.
Exactly.
Still, I mean, look, I'm not the science guy, but it still seems like I should share some DNA with that mummy.
That's why they find it unbelievable.
All right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, Jesus, man. And there's like, I don't know, there's some other group they studied, like, there's some similarities, but it's not exactly the same. But that's...
Sure.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Just think 7,000 years ago, like, oh, no, there were people. It was just different people.
Right. Different people altogether. But they make it sound like it's aliens that were there.
Right. Like, no, nah, they're still human. Just, you know.
Pfizer is buying the drug company Metsera for roughly $5 billion and hopes to make a push for obesity treatments in the future.
Oh, that's the cash cow, man.
You bet.
Well, I mean, I think all those guys are looking for pill form.
Yeah.
So that's the home run right now. Because obviously you have to get an injection. A lot of people don't like to do that to themselves. It's inconvenient. You'd have to go to the doctor and get it done every week or whatever.
I wish I could inject every drug. Why don't they make chewables or liquids for people like me that hate swallowing pills? I'd rather inject my blood pressure medicine
You'd
than have to swallow.
You'd rather inject it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Needles don't bug me.
Why don't they make human pill pockets? You know what I mean? Like, you can do that for your dog where it's like this little mealy thing that you can put the pill in and squish it in there.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
It makes it taste good. Like,
so
why don't
you're
do that
a piece
us?
Of bacon.
Yeah.
But in the end, you know.
Yeah, I don't. It's just like, you ever try to find, like, Advil that's not, that you don't swallow?
No.
That'll make it for adults.
Yeah.
Or beef liver. Can we put that in chewable? Milk thistle did.
Help a guy out.
Thank God. I'm sorry, man. I hate swallowing pills.
I'm just saying, man, if they can make a chewable that didn't taste awful, that you could, like, stick into a chicken wing and you just...
Yeah.
You're good to go.
I don't know why they haven't.
Right?
Like, understand who we are as a people. We like chicken wings.
Right.
You make something we can just stick in that chicken wing and it's healthy, done.
Maybe you can't make it taste good because we're not responsible enough for things that taste good.
That's why you got to stick it in a chicken wing.
Yeah,
or make it taste like chicken wings.
People, I mean, that is... I will say, pockets. We've run into that issue with edibles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a friend that used to make, like, a caramel popcorn.
Yeah.
That was infused, but it tasted so good, you had to be careful.
Oh, right. Especially with popcorn.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's so easy.
Just handfuls
you forget.
It.
Yeah, you'll end up in a puddle.
That's why I don't get chips or crackers or stuff like that. Like, man, I already can't control myself with that crap.
Right.
Oh, I'm with you. My buddy bought some, like, chocolate-covered.
Pretzels.
Chips. That were edibles.
Oh.
So I took one bite and I went, dude, just put them away.
Got the salty sweet in there. Come on,
Come on.
With a side of high.
Right. Make it taste not awful, okay? Jeez, a whiz. The reading and math scores of U.S. high school seniors have reached a 20-year low.
Yay!
Look at us go.
Shocking.
We're doing it. Time to put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. As we just talked about the reading and math scores. It is a C word. Careful. That refers to a difficult situation for which there is no easy or possible solution. A C word that refers to a difficult situation
conundrum.
For which there's no easy or possible solution. I like conundrum, Miles. Well done.
It's combustible.
Combustible. Not even close, but all right. Good call, Tim.
Cluster F.
You're actually fairly close. It's Catch 22.
Catch 22. Okay.
Oh, it's got a number in it.
Yeah. Right? I didn't even know that was a word.
I didn't either.
I mean, it was a phrase.
Yeah, but, it was a phrase. I don't know. That's actually recognized. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You got EA.
I think Conundrum was a good guess then.
Conundrum was a great guess, Miles.
I think the whole situation is combustible.
Let's see. I just had to look it up. Catch 22 refers to Joseph Heller's 61 satirical novel and the illogical, paradoxical situations that define the story. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I knew it came from the book. I just didn't know it was recognized as a word.
Right. They officially made it a word. Okay. Huh. Interesting. According to a new study, UV light can disable airborne allergens in just 30 minutes. Cool.
Okay. But how do you pull that off?
Just, you know, open your house to the sun.
I mean, yeah.
Wear one of those masks.
There you go.
Oh, the red light thing?
Oh, whatever it is. You can turn into the Mandalorian.
Oh, those are everywhere, dude.
Oh, yeah. Mike's dog was doing it the other day.
Yes, he
was.
You're kidding me.
Your dog was doing what?
Did you not see that?
Red light therapy.
Yeah, the red light therapy, man.
No way.
Why? Why is your dog doing red light therapy?
Because apparently it's very good for, it's good for everybody. Honestly, apparently, like, everybody should use a little bit of red light therapy.
Including your dog.
Who told you this?
Now, what does it do?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently it does stuff. I don't know.
Just positive stuff.
Positive things.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta find this.
I know. Some of this stuff, I don't know, but if it makes you feel better, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I have nothing to prove.
But a dog. Right. That's what shocked me.
Yeah. Like I always keep saying, I read 2 months ago that drinking a green tea every day is good for you. So I keep drinking them. Now, I've changed some other things, so my numbers have been better. I can't prove it's the green tea, but I'm gonna keep drinking them.
Everyone keeps saying it.
Yeah.
If it works, don't break it.
Right, exactly, right.
It's the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
It's like in college, you're always going to see some guy, and they go, oh, there you go.
That is not a picture I expected to see today. What?
Got the little sunglasses on. He can't look right into the light because it's bad for your eyes.
No,
but it's good for your skin, apparently.
Did the vet recognize?
No.
Okay, say no more.
I don't know what was recommended, but it helps with inflammation. It helps the cells, apparently.
That picture's awesome.
It is.
That is like
that's
a t-shirt
why I brought
picture,
it up.
Man.
I know. When I saw it, I was like, I don't know if he's really doing it, but it's awesome.
That is great.
He sits there for the entire time. Now, granted, he doesn't keep the glasses on the whole time, and he's kind of a pain in the butt to get to lay there.
He just sits there and takes his red light therapy.
Yeah, it helps with inflammation.
I'll be done.
Brings the inflammation down. A new study shows that about 90% of our daily life is spent on autopilot. What do you know? We're going through the day-to-day just droning on.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that's why car accidents happen.
People are just gotta space out.
Yeah, like I don't even know if they're that distracted or just space out and you're kind of.
Yeah. If you're driving the same route home, right?
Like you ever been really deep in thought and then it's like, oh, wait, I'm still driving.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. In a medical breakthrough, lab grown brain cells restored the walking ability of stroke damaged mice.
Mice and rats get all the good luck.
They do, man. They get all the good luck.
Right, I'm just saying, like, oh, we found this in rats and mice. Like, okay.
They also get free drug trials.
They do get a lot of free drug trials. That's how they figured out Viagra. I don't know all the mice have an erection.
I like the one with cocaine. They were like, I think it's addictive that the one mouse just keeps going back. It's almost dead.
Yeah. Has got any more of that stuff?
You think?
No. Screw the cheese, man. I don't want the cheese. I'm not hungry for the cheese, man. I want that right there.
And now he's sleeping with all the mice.
Oh, he's getting down.
Yeah.
He's just blowing through eight balls.
Charlie Sheen did.
He's got tiger
he's
blood.
Banging down 7 gram rocks.
I got tiger blood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Surveillance cameras in Mexico caught a pretty terrifying scene on film, Miles.
What'd they catch there, Mike?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 34-year-old Aaron Morrison of somewhere in Scotland.
Nice.
Now, Aaron attempted to shoplift a bottle of vodka from a local liquor store, but he didn't even try to be subtle. Not like he hid it in his pants. He just grabbed it, ran out the door. And the thing is, no one gave chase. He thought he'd gotten away with it until the cops showed up at his apartment just a few hours later. And it did not take Sherlock Holmes to crack the case because, you see, before Aaron stole the vodka, he'd asked the cashier out on a date.
What?
And gave her a note with his name and his phone number. He did that first. I don't know if she said yes or no.
So wait a minute. I mean, before he robs this place. He writes
his
name.
He finds her
down.
Attractive. So, hey, babe, you want to go to Miles Montgomery? Reach me at 206, blah, 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 blah.
Did he suck a gun in her face?
No. Keep in mind, he walked up to her, found her attractive, asked her out on a date. I guess she wasn't quite like, no. So then he writes down his name and his number. After that, he made the decision, you know what? I'm going to steal a bottle of vodka. And like I said,
oh, he didn't rob her. He just stole it. He just walked out with it.
And ran out the door.
Okay.
Nobody gave chase. And then the cop showed up. And he's like, how did you find me? He's like, well, you gave her this note with your number and your name on it.
Yeah. It's just sounds like an absolute moron.
Hey, I see what you did with the absolute. I'll give you one of these.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Equestrian and vodka jokes.
Wow.
All right, let's drink. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.